This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, hey, hey. What is up, my student? Hello and welcome back. Bentornati a tutti. Come state, ragazzi? Oh, mio Dio, è lunedì, che stress. Do not say that. This is the mentality I want. Yay, it's Monday. Exactly, good, good. Guys, today is Monday, March 18th, 2024, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. Let's begin today's episode, as we always do, with a translation challenge. Today's sentence is, La Svizzera è uno di pochi paesi europei ancora non nel NATO. NATO, N-A-T-O. Credo si chiami così anche in italiano. La Svizzera è uno di pochi paesi europei ancora non nel NATO. How would you say that sentence in English? Let me know. And it is time to begin today's one big thing. So, less than a couple weeks ago, the country Sweden, Svezia, just became a member of NATO. By the way, NATO, this four-letter acronym, means North Atlantic Treaty Organization. And so now, there are officially 32 states in NATO. Sweden also joins its neighbors Finland and Norway, and when you look at a map of NATO, almost all of Europe is covered. Of course, there are other countries such as Switzerland that are not in NATO, but the map is very blue. A lot of NATO countries, also the United States and Canada, are a part of this, and I'm no expert. I don't exactly have all the information, but my gut instinct, my feeling, is that this is a good thing. Sweden, which has always been neutral, really since the Cold War, after World War II, Sweden has always kind of maintained its neutrality, but just a couple weeks ago, it officially became part of NATO. So I find Swedish politics, specifically regarding war, very interesting. I was researching a little bit for this episode, and I came to the realization that during World War I and World War II, Sweden remained neutral. That was just kind of surprising to me. I've known that Sweden has always been a neutral country, but I didn't realize it even remained neutral during World War I and World War II. And I also found out that the reason back in 1949, when NATO was founded, the reason Sweden chose not to join is because they were afraid that by joining NATO, they would provoke Russia. And as a result of that provocation, Russia might invade Finland. Sweden and Finland, of course, one country borders the other, they have a very strong relationship, and Sweden did not want to risk Finland's safety by joining NATO. So in a sense, that was like a kind gesture on the part of Sweden. So for the entire duration of the Cold War, Sweden maintained this stance. They were neutral. They were not going to join NATO, which, by the way, the United States was part of it, and the United States was one of the main countries in the Cold War, of course, against Russia. So Sweden, in a clever way, decided to stay neutral. At the end of the Cold War, around 1991, there was a new debate. Should Sweden join NATO now? The Cold War is over. the fear that Russia would invade Finland is no longer relevant. But instead of joining NATO directly, Sweden joined a Partnership for Peace, which was not exactly NATO, but it was a program of NATO. So it's kind of like they said, guys, yeah, don't worry. We're going to be peaceful. We're not officially part of NATO, but we can join the Partnership for Peace. And by the way, the Partnership for Peace, as I said, is a NATO program, but it's not officially NATO. So even countries, specifically European countries that are not part of NATO, join the Partnership for Peace at times. And that happened in May of 1994. So then let's fast forward a couple decades. When Russia invaded Ukraine, there were polls, sondaggi, and the Swedish people really started thinking, maybe we should join NATO. And the before and after invasion of Russia made a difference in that mentality. Later, in April of 2023, Finland joined NATO. And after that, the polls were even more in favor of Sweden joining NATO as well. And finally, in 2024, just a couple weeks ago, Sweden too officially joined NATO. And as I said, now when you look at the map, you see almost all blue. I know there are a few European countries which are not part of NATO yet, such as Switzerland and Austria. But if the goal of NATO is to align as many countries as possible, specifically European countries, then it's overall doing a very good job. So I'm curious what you guys think about that. Feels like it's a good step. Who knows, potentially more peace could be coming one day. I want to be positive about that. And speaking of positivity, let's talk about a positive topic, which is traveling. And that brings me exactly to the question of the day. Today's question of the day is, are you interested in visiting the Scandinavian countries? Scandinavian countries would be Finland, Sweden, Norway, Iceland, Denmark. I might be forgetting a couple. Those northern countries of Europe, would you guys be interested in visiting those? Have you already visited those countries? I personally have not, unfortunately. But yes, of course, I would be interested in visiting those for many different reasons. The first reason is that those countries are simply impressive. When you look at a lot of different measurements and statistics, they tend to be doing a very good job in so many different categories. Happiness, health, life expectancy, economy. The countries know what they're doing. It's beyond a developed country. They're obviously developed, and they're also very successful. Another more personal reason why I'm interested in going there is because you guys know I love chess. The world chess champion is from Norway. And as a result of that, Norway is actually a pretty big chess country. They have bars and pubs where you can go and play chess. When you have a small country, but one of your citizens is the best in the world, that activity becomes more important. And that's what happened with chess in Norway. So I think going to Norway would be my first choice in Scandinavia. Who knows? I might even encounter the world champion. His name is Magnus Carlsen, by the way. He's one of my idols, I guess you could say. But yeah, going to Norway, they have a chess culture. And on top of that, the nature is incredible. I'm from Colorado, so I don't really mind colder places. And also, I do love natural beauty, mountains, open plains, grasslands, lakes, anything. I think it would be very beautiful. The Northern Lights, possibly. So there are different reasons why I would love to spend some time in Scandinavia. And who knows, maybe one day that dream will become a reality. That would definitely be special. And feel free to leave a comment if you guys have any thoughts on Scandinavia or even Sweden joining NATO. I'd of course be curious to know what you guys think. And now let's take the final moment here to do the translation challenge. So now you see why today's sentence is: La Svizzera è uno di pochi paesi europei ancora non nel NATO. One more time. La Svizzera è uno di pochi paesi europei ancora non nel NATO. How would you guys say that sentence in English? And real quickly, before I give you the answer, just let me briefly remind you about Bringlese Academy. It is my online school. You can try it out completely for free. If you want more English in your life, you want more listening, more grammar practice, even speaking, we have all of that in my academy. And you're really just supporting my project. So thank you guys so much. And now, I would say today's sentence as: Switzerland is one of few countries still not in NATO. You could also say Switzerland is one of few countries not in NATO yet. I know oftentimes we see yet in a negative sentence and it's the last word of the sentence. That's okay too. But uno di pochi paesi, one of few countries. Senza la parola a, non è a few, è solo few. Switzerland is one of few countries still not in NATO. And that's it. So if I read it quickly, today's sentence is: Switzerland is one of few countries still not in NATO. And that is today's translation challenge. Guys, Monday's episode is coming to an end. But guess what? In about 24 hours, you can listen again, because I have a brand new episode coming out tomorrow morning on Tuesday. So please come back and listen to that as well. If you're still listening, then thank you so much for listening. And as always, I hope these episodes are helping you improve your English listening skills. That's my goal. That's why I do this. And I try to make it fun as well. So I hope you guys are having a good time. And that's it. So thanks as always, and I'll talk to you guys very, very soon. Peace.